Let's begin.
So the Pesukim tell us, we've been learning about the halachas of Mechama, Meshuch Mechama, his role, and about the various pturim who get exempt from the war. The Pasuk says, the Mishnah Daf Mem Gimel tells us that there are three basic pturim, person who is a ish, a shebana, bayis chadash v'lochancho, yelech v'yashu l'beisav, he could go back home if he didn't, he was a mechanech his house, which is today. We'll discuss. And then the second example is Miisha Asher Nata Kerem Vlochalo. That we're not going to discuss the Gemara from this Mishnah to the next Mishnah. Talks in great length the various halachas of the Kerem. Not for us. It's a bit of a different topic. And then the third one is Ha'ish Miisha Asher Aras Isha. And still during Shana Rishona. That's the third Ptur, which we're also not going to discuss. There's not much to discuss on that other than some basic halachas of Shana Rishona. But those are the three Peturim. And then the Mishnah says that not every house is considered a house that a person is exempt. It has to be a certain house that a person lives in. Fine. So there's an interesting comment. I'm not sure if Rashi, if anyone here saw this interesting Rashi. Anyone come across the Rashi on the Mishnah that seemed, I think, like a big chedesh? I didn't see anybody else pick up on this unless I'm missing something. Any Rashis jump out at anyone on the Mishnah here? On Daf Mem Gimel? So if you look at Rashi at the top left, around 8 lines down from the top, Rashi writes, Habone bayis v'chancho, v'lo dar bo adayin shana. He had not lived there for a year. And that's, I think, what Rashi is pulling from the halachas of the Isha, a person, a Isha, she'aris Isha, that he wasn't a full Shana Rishona, but the Psukim doesn't mention, they don't mention anything about Shana Rishona, a full year of living in a house. And I, you know, the Rambam doesn't mention it. I didn't see anybody else. Unless I'm missing, this is something so basic I'm missing. It seems to be a big chiddush of Rashi. Lo darbo adayin shana. A person has not lived there for an entire year. So if you saw something else, let me know if I'm missing something. But other than that, let's try to understand, what does Rashi mean? Well, the other pshatim that we saw, the Targum Yonah and the Rambam. Yeah. So Rashi says he didn't live there for a year. So a guy could be living there 6 months, have the mezuzah up and everything else, but he's still within the year, and he still has that p'tur. So that sounds like a big chiddush. And the question, what does Rashi mean? Why is what's driving Rashi to say you have a full year to live in the house? That's question one. And then we have this interesting pshat of the Targum Yonason. And Targum Yonason says the reason why is because lo kavabe mezuzasta, he didn't put on the mezuzah yet, so he's also exempt. Had he put in the mezuzah, he would have been required to pay, to fight rather, but now he's to go back to do the mezuzah. So that's pshat in the Targum Yonah. So we're going to hopefully put everything together. So what does he mean by that? What's the p'tur according to Targum Yonah? And then the Rambam clearly does not hold of the Targum Yonah because he mentions that a person who built a house based on the Gemaras, he writes in the Hilchos Melachim, Perek Zayin Halacha, Hey, Echad Habone Bayis Lishivaso, whether a person built a house for his own living space, Ve'echad Habone Beis HaBakar, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaOtzros, other types of places of Hove Roy Ladira, even though the main purpose of a Beis Bakar is for cattle, or Eitzim is for storing wood, and Otzros is other types of storages. But since it's Roy Ladira, so that such a place would warrant a person to go back. He would have the p'tur of milchama, but the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mezuzah in Perek Vav Halacha Zayin that these houses are pater from mezuzah. He says beis ha-tevin, beis ha-bakar, beis ha-eitz, and beis ha-altos are p'turim min ha-mezuzah. So clearly, the Rambam does not hold the chi of mezuzah is what brings the person back against the Targum Yonah. There must be some other p'tur because again, these houses are not chayv mezuzah. Yet, if a person just built such a house, he gets to go back from the mechama. Not because he needs to put a mezuzah up. There's no mezuzah that's chayv to put up. So that's clear. Rambam does not hold up Targum Yonah. So what is pshat in the Rambam? So before we look at the Rambam to understand his pshat, let's just take a overview of these p'tur. We have two main mishnayos here. One in Mem Gimel, Mem Dal, which discuss the categories of people who are pater. And I believe that part of that question is, are these mishnayos connected in the type of p'tur? So the mishnah we read today in Mem Gimel so far was that the p'tur are these three individuals, the person who built a house, a kerem and who just married a woman. And then the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalet mentions that there are other people that Rabbi Kiva says a person who's very scared, rach levava, yari rach levava, and then a person who's misyari min ha'avera shebiyada. We'll discuss tomorrow about an avera, avera b'derbanan, about being sach bein tefillin l'tefillin. That's tomorrow's sugya. But there are two different mishnayos here. And the question becomes, what is the p'tur of focusing on bayis chadash? What is that p'tur for a person to go back? And I think you could say one of two ways. One shot is what the Ibn Ezra writes, ala Torah. The Ibn Ezra says the reason why people go back, if you look at number 6, he says, Lashon of Chancho is kimo Chanukas mizbeach, v'chein Chanuch lenaar. We'll get to some of those terms in a little bit. Umizeh lamdu rabboseinu zal, mechanchen asa ne'arim. That's where we learn this Lashon of being mechanich a child. V'atam, the reason why there's a patur to go back if you didn't mechanich your house, so his whole heart, his whole focus, his whole taiva is mechanech a house. He's been building a house for a while. He wants to just complete it. His heart is in the house and not towards the war. He's going to run away. He's going to cause others to run away. So we want him to be fully focused, mentally there 100%, and he's not mentally there. It's a p'tur somehow of a fear. It's a mental weakness. Just like the mental weakness of a person who's misyare min ha'avera, here he's misyare from his gashmias, from his kerem, from his wife, from his house, but something that's a fear that he's living in. That's like the Ibn Ezra, that's what he says. The other pshat, I believe, could be what the last line of the Gemara in Mem Dalet Beis, the last line of the Perek, and we'll appreciate this when we learn this tomorrow a little bit, or really we're going to learn this Monday actually, this particular Gemara, where the Gemara there says, Osek b'mitzvah pater min mitzvah. In that context, the Gemara is talking about, if you're involved in a mechama, are you exempt from other mitzvahs? So if we call a mechama mechamas mitzvah, so you're exempt from other mitzvahs. Not only are you exempt, I was thinking about doing this, maybe I will do this now actually. In addition to being exempt from mitzvahs, there are also certain isurim that you're allowed to override during mechama. The Gemara talks about based on psukim, you could eat chazer, another treif food, while fighting. Eishes yifas Torah is another example. So when you're involved in osek the mitzvah, so you're patim in a mitzvah. So that would seem to be the other pshat whereby the targum is working with. The p'tur is not because you're scared. That's Ibn Ezra. That's not the p'tur here. That's the p'tur on the daf mem dalet. Misyare min a mitzvah is you're mentally weak there. The mission on daf mem gimel is talking about mitzvahs. If I'm osek in a mitzvah, then I'm pater in the mechames mitzvah as well. What mitzvah am I osek in? So if I'm osek in the building of a house, says the Targum Yonatan, I'm osek in the mezuzah. I didn't do the mezuzah. I have a chiv to put the mezuzah on the house. People oftentimes think they, when they own a house, they have 30 days to put a mezuzah. That's not true. The 30 days, if you're renting a house, so you're only chiv if you're renting for more than 30 days. If you're renting for a week, there's no chiv mezuzah. You're renting for more than 30 days, there's a chiyuv to put a mezuzah on. You should ideally put it on right away, but if not, you could put it on after 30 days. But if you own something, you have to put it on right away. There's a chiyuv to put a mezuzah. That's the osek b'mitzvah. Legabe the kerem, there's a chiyuv to be mechal. They talk about the being mechal and bring the netek kerem revai or netek revai to the Beis HaMikdash. And legabe the isha, there's a mitzvah, the Shana Rishon, to spend time with one's wife. There's an interesting of Yosef Engel. Gilyon Eshas mentions an interesting tshuva related to this as well, about the chiyuv mitzvah during Shana Rishona. There's also Nitziv if you want to take a look at it. But there's a mitzvah, somehow he's involved in a mitzvah, and the p'tur is Osek b'mitzvah, patim in a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah, says the Targum Yonatan? That mitzvah is the mitzvah of mezuzah. Yeah. Yeah, so for Targum Yonatan, it's going to be very, very difficult to understand what that means. Targum Yonatan oftentimes is a big chiddush. It's in deep, and how to fit into pshat, oftentimes we don't follow Targum Yonatan. Mostly because we don't fully appreciate what he says, but it's a great question. How would you read this? For the Mishnah says, a person, Barnabais v'chanchel, not to karen v'chalo, nosis arusa konis ivamta, and so on and so forth. So he says, these individuals, they don't ein zazimim komon. So what's pshat with that according to the, Right, so that's what else we were asking in Seder, what shot with that is. I thought a person is being sent back to be involved in the Muslim Mayim. That's what he's being sent back to do, right? That's what it says in the Mishnah. So what's pshat here? So I was understanding it, you know, when you have a team meeting, you have everyone get together, and then everyone separates, everyone has their role here. So the people who are providing the Muslim Mayim come part of the team, you're part of the squad here, and now you go back and take care of the food and water, and they're going to fight. But you need that achdus just to begin with first, that everyone is together in the unity, and then you separate. So I think there's an inyan, even though they're not going to ultimately fight, but they are still part of the troops. They're still helping out. Correct. And so what's your question then?
The whole idea is that he's not a communist. He was a communist. That's supposed to be against the government, so he shouldn't have to go.
No, but there's still a certain level of being part of that achdus. His requirement is he still has to be providing the Muslim, the Mayim of Muslim, no?
Right.
So the
oh. It's just an answer to his basic point, which is the second part. The rule does mean that once you've already done this, then why are you
going to pure?
Once you've already done the Chanukah, right?
Correct, exactly. Why is it pure? Exactly. So that's why Rashi adds in you have a full year. I mean, you have a full year to do this, but I didn't see other Rishonim say this. Now, the Rambam understands, I believe Rambam is also working within the Osik mitzvah, Pata mitzvah type of din, but he is referring to a different mitzvah than that of Targum Yonasan. And his mitzvah is the mitzvah of living in a house, and that's in particular a house in Eretz Yisrael. And this is what the other post can point out based on the Yushalmi. If you look at the Rambam, just at the last halacha of the Rambam there, in Perek Zayin Halacha Yudalad, the Rambam writes, V'chol ha-bone b'ayis o'notea kerem b'chutz la'aretz eino Choser Aleim. Now, what's the difference whether it's Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz? So the way the Achronim understand it is because it's a Yishuv Eretz Yisrael mitzvah. He's involved in the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which of course only exists in Eretz Yisrael, does not exist outside Eretz Yisrael. It's about living, the dirah itself, living in that area. So now you go back to read through the first halachas of the Rambam in the beginning of, again, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Beis, number 4. The Rambam writes, if you rent it to somebody else and you didn't live there, but he had sent money, he sent the lease payment to you in the beginning, that's ki'ilu, a person was mechanechit, that's as if you had that discussion that even though you're not living there, but you allowed someone, you were machne, or you were socher, hischer to somebody else, that is some level of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not only you living there, but allowing somebody else to live there as well. So long as that acquisition had taken place, was paying the money up front. But if the guy only paid after the 12 months, so he didn't pay now, that's not considered as if there needs to be some monetary payment. That's a chiddush in how Eretz Yisrael, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael works, but he's working within the dira of Yishuv, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Fine, so that seems to be what's going on. Again, there are some questions how to read this in the Mishnah, if it's in fact Osik B'mitzvah, but I think this will explain at least Shita's Rashi. I think Rashi, the fact that he said Adayin Shana, because he's not working with the idea of a mitzvah. He's not working with Osik B'mitzvah, Patim B'mitzvah. He's perhaps working with the inyan of the Ibn Ezra. Because Rashi on the Mishnah, just simply on the Pasuk, clearly says, V'lochan v'lo darbo, you didn't live there. He's not mechalik anything between Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. He's just talking about living there. Dira. Not because there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He certainly doesn't mention anything about mezuzah. But maybe the point is that a person is so concerned, he was a mechanech of the house, maybe just a person's mental awareness, his focus, that first year of his house, that's where he's so focused on his house. A full year. Once he's lived there a full year, then in his own mind, in his own heart, he's much more comfortable, then he's more focused, he can be more focused on the mechama, not so much in the house. And that's just this, perhaps a suggestion of Rashi. He's not working with Osik B'mitzvah, rather he's working with some umdana of how a person's mind works when his heart is going to be focused on the house, for it's not focused on the house. Yeah.
Can you explain Rashi that in the beginning of the Mishnah it says it brings out the pasuk miyesh shivana by his father shalom chanto, and that's the people that go out to war but then come back. Whereas in the end of the Mishnah where it's where they actually were mechanic, they don't even go. It was other. So maybe Rashi on the Torah is explaining the first step where a person that buys it but doesn't yet darbo, that he will go out to war but he'll come back. But in Rashi in the Gemara where he's explaining the end of the Mishnah, where he has already started living in but not for a year, that's when he doesn't even move.
Yeah, but what's the patur though? According to Ram, according to Rashi, what is the patur though? Is it patur because Osik Mimitzvah? Is it patur because of if he's scared and Miss Yari of some sort here? So if it's a mitzvah, so what's the mitzvah of living for a year? The mitzvah takes a moment. If it's Yishev Eretz Yisrael, do we find anywhere where there's a year to, is that, that's the year that fulfills the mitzvah? No. So I'm just suggesting maybe, I don't know, but maybe if a person's mental, is concerned, a full year, it's no longer a chadash to him anymore. And that's why his mental awareness can now be focused on the war. Okay. Now, moving to halach lamaisa a bit. So what, yeah. Yeah, so that's based on Yushalmi. It's hard, even the words, unclear exactly what he means, but somehow the Yushalmi is driving at the point that when a person puts his furniture and kelim in there, whereby he has to secure it, that indicates already considered living there. You don't have to mamish live there, but the fact that it's housing his furniture, that's called haschalas adira, and that's called chinuch. If not, if he didn't start, that's not called mechanuch just yet. That's his definition. It's based on the Yushalmi. Yeah, why dafka these mitzvahs? So it could be that these are just examples of mitzvahs. I didn't see anyone said this. It could be huadin, anything else. Or it could be something unique about these three particular mitzvahs, why there'd be an exemption. So it's a great question. I'm not entirely sure. Now there's also a mitzvah suggestion. It could be. Yeah, it could be, meaning it could be similar to what the Gemara says in a few places, that there's no tour. A person who's in Makum Tsar, he's not pater from mitzvahs. A person who's in Ovel is chayv in mitzvahs. Because a tsar alone, chalisha das alone, doesn't exempt a person. A person is Ovel. A person, the Gemara says, tavas fina bayam, he's not pater from mitzvahs because he's worried about his ship is sinking out at sea. That's not a tour. But if it's a tsar shel mitzvah, the Gemara gives an example of a chassan who's getting married, he's concerned about the basula, and the dam basulim, that's an inin of mitzvah, and it's a tzar shel mitzvah, so that's the ptur he has. So very good. So now you combine these two things, it's not just stam osik b'mitzvah, it's an osik b'mitzvah of these particular halachas, whereby he's so focused that someone else is going to do it instead of him, that's excellent. And the question will become, are these the only three that fit into the example? Is there anything else that might be osik b'mitzvah plus this concern? Excellent. Very good. Very good. Yeah. Yeah, but he quotes that pasuk who says it has to be meyuchad. He said shenemar beischa meyuchad lecha prat leelu kiotzbem, that whereby they have other purposes as well. Meaning you need exclusively for dira. You have a beis habakar, a refes bakar where nashim sit and they get dressed. That you're chayav to do so because they're using it for beis dira. But these other locations, he says, they're not exclusively done for dira. You can live there. They're royally dira, but lamaisa no one actually uses it. So unless you want to say there's a steer in the Rambam. Right, that's what you point out. So the question is, what's it, if Roy Ladir isn't that the criteria that you're Mechayev in a mezuzah, right? That's what you're saying in essence. I think what he's saying is that there are different levels of Roy Ladira. Roy Ladira is enough of a reason for a person to go back from Mechama. That's Roy. But to be chayav mezuzah has to be something that's exclusively used for dira. So a beis habakar, though there might be some living space I could take advantage of, but it's typically used for the cattle. It's mainly used for the wood and so on and so forth. So although that's not chayav mezuzah because it has multiple purposes, But for whatever reason, for the purpose of going closer, may milchama, that's enough of a p'tur. Why? Because if it's about a person's mental focus, or it's about even a kim in the yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that might be enough. The fact that Beis Otzos would be a kim in the yishuv Eretz Yisrael, even though it's pater from mezuzah. Now, in terms of just quick halach lemais related to a Chanukah Sabayis, so Chanukah Sabayis, people oftentimes don't do. The Sfardim usually do it. Chassidim, I'm not sure Chassidim do it, but those who learn in Yoni Kabbalah and Chassidus, it's a very big inyan, brought down many whole Seder, Tefillah, what to say, what Pesukim to say, which Kapitlach to say, which Mishnah to learn. It's a very, very big inyan. The question is, in Halacha, is there any relevance of being mechanech bias? And it's based on this particular sugya. So the Magen Avraham brings down a machlokas. He quotes one opinion that says that Chanukah Sabayis be'eretz Yisrael is a sudas mitzvah because it's a kim of yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz La'aretz, since there's no mitzvah to live outside Eretz Yisrael, there is no inyan of Chanukah Sabayis. But the Yamshe Shlomo, he writes, and the reason why I brought the whole thing, because this is perhaps the most famous, most well-known, and if you don't know it, you should be familiar that any time there's a discussion of a Suda being a Suda's mitzvah or not, everyone points to this Yamshe Shlomo. Everyone gets very excited, when the Meirut they first see him, they want to say something about a Sim and a Masechta, they always are drawn towards this Yamshe Shlomo. Or if they want to talk a pity on a Ben, or a Shalom Zachar, and the first time they're speaking about it, they end up coming back to the Yamshe Shlomo, because he's really, was the first one to discuss these at great length and put them in order. So that's why I brought it. The Yamshe Shlomo himself thinks that a Chanukah Sabayis does not warrant it's not considered Sudas Mitzvah. And he goes on to discuss just very, very interesting things. He discusses Bar Mitzvah, he discusses Chanukah. One interesting jatara he has, when discussing a Sim on a Sefer, a Sim of a Masechta of some sort, he quotes the basic rayas that we have that in Gemara and Shabbos, about it in the Gemara Tainis and Babasa, when you assign a mitzvah, you should make a seum. But he has one chiddush here, and his response to this chiddush was fascinating. He says that he thought that it's warranted to say Shasimcha b'ma'ono as a seum masechta. In benching, say Shasimcha b'ma'ono, which the Gemara only mentions by Sheva Brachos of the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara suggests maybe by Brismila. The Gemara says we don't say this by Brismila because Tsar Dianuka. How do you describe the simcha that's present if the child is going through pain? We don't say it only by a Sheva Brachos. The Yamshe Shlomo wanted to say, you should say it by a Sim Masechta because Ein Simcha Gedola Yoser Mizeh. The greatest Simcha is a Sim Masechta to learn more and more. That's what he wanted to say. And he paskin that way once, Lamaisa. He said there's a whole thing, terrible thing happened that the Simcha doesn't explain what happened, but something terrible happened. And basically he attributed it to himself because I went against the Masorah of my rabbis, and therefore he paskin not to do this anymore, other than chasna in a pidyon haben, which is interesting. That it reminds me, I think I spoke to someone recently about this, maybe in the kol, if not somewhere else, that there is a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer. The quote from the Chassam Sofer about the milk basa b'chalav. Discussed here already in the shir again. Did we discuss it? By the crickets. Oh, it came up. So I didn't say it in the shir. So the Chassam Sofer, there's a discussion of how sleep works in halacha. Is sleep like a misa and then you come back to life or not? Gemara in Brachos says the 1/60th of misa. And the Chassam Sofer felt that the sleep would reset the clock of the 6 hours that one has to wait from eating meat to milchoks. So a person had meat, he had a late barbecue in camp, 3 o'clock in the morning, he goes to sleep, he wakes up at 7 o'clock, less than 6 hours later, he could have milk, so there's a coffee and milk, you have a cereal and milk, and that's a chassam sofer paskin. So he paskin that way, and then he experienced that once, he had fleishiks, he probably didn't sleep much, maybe he did sleep a lot, because he spent, as I mentioned the other day, he spent all night in Yeshiva Shramala, but he wanted to sleep longer, but either way, he wakes up in the morning, has a cup of coffee with some milk, and it spills. He doesn't drink it. He said, must be a simon from Shemayim that we don't paskin this way. And he says, we can't allow such a psak, so we don't trust it. So sometimes, even though Rav Shemrach brings his tshuva, he says, even though we don't paskin based on simanim, that's how we paskin based on what we do, not lo b'shemayim, he says. But sometimes, anyways, we do. So Yamshe Shlomo says, this must have been a simon from Shemayim that we shouldn't paskin, she has simcha b'mono. So this was just an interesting discussion about that. Either way, in the end, when it comes to Chinuch HaBayis, Chanukah HaBayis, he says, it's not, there's no mitzvah involved, most of them are simply kalas rosh and schok and big parties, and it's terrible when these things happen. I saw there was recently somewhere in the Five Towns, someone was sending around a video, a beautiful fundraiser for a wonderful cause, and all these beautiful videos of a fancy house, a fancy pool, and then they had acrobats in the backyard doing weird things, and entirely inappropriate, and it was a lavish meal of all types of meats and stuff. And you're trying to raise money, and instead of spending $200,000 on the lavish stuff and the inappropriate things going on there, you help support the cause and give it right to it. So that's what he's describing as a kalas rosh that goes on. People are showing off their fancy houses. That's what takes place. That's anything but a mitzvah, he explains. But a person wants to say divrei Torah, and may put a mezuzah, mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the mitzvah, describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, but not the Chanukah Sabayis itself. And then just two other pieces here, just in terms of other halachas related to this. So the Be'er Sheva brings an interesting raya that he thinks the Sudas Chanukah Sabayis is considered a mitzvah. And he said because, at least in Eretz Yisrael, because it's you're gomer the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and you should make a celebration for that reason. Just like when a person finishes a mitzvah, it's based on Nibuka Yosef, really Rashbam, that when they made a Yom Tif, Tubav was a celebration of completing all the wood necessary for the Mizbeach for that year, so they made a simcha of the seam of that particular mitzvah. And that's one of the sources that we have a seam on a Masechta when you complete something. But what's interesting here is the fact that he compares Chanukah Sabayis as completing something. I would have thought Chanukah Sabayis is about beginning something. Being mechanech children is not completing something, it's actually preparing them for the future. So the very fact that he brings a gemiras mitzvah as a raya for Chanukah Sabayis doesn't seem like it's the parallel. One is completing and one is beginning. Chanukah Sabayis is about beginning, infusing Kedusha. And so that itself was interesting, but the answer would be as follows. That there's a some have the practice, and Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of this practice, that when a person completes a mesechta, the idea is to begin the next mesechta, because there's no such thing as completing learning, there's no such thing as completing mitzvahs even. Mitzvahs are completed, Torah is completed, so that you could do more, to prepare you for further. We say, Hajr Nalach, you should go back, Chazir again. I just learned this now. Now it gave me yedius, it gave me awareness to learn weiter, understand the Torah even better. So every seam is really a haschala as well. So it's not really a steer, the fact that he brings a gemir mitzvah, siyam mitzvah, to prove Chanukah Sabayis. Chanukah Sabayis is both celebrating the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, and haschala of Kedusha as well. And then, and just Rav Moshe writes that he does not think Chanukah Sabayis is considered a mitzvah. Legabe and Avel, and Avel should not go to a Stam Suda, but if there's a Suda mitzvah, whereby his presence would be necessary, then the Herat Terim. But if it's not a Suda mitzvah, then there's nothing to even talk about, and therefore since Suda Chanukah Sabayis, he feels not a Suda mitzvah, he wouldn't be allowed. And I'm not sure if he does not distinguish between Eretz Yisrael for his Chutzlarts, but that's his suggestion. And finally, the Avni Nezer has an interesting suggestion, maybe a Shabbos house in Chutzlarts should be considered a Chanukah Sabayis because it's only for the mitzvahs of Shabbos, it's not weekday meals. So he says, no, there the achila of Shabbos is the mitzvah, but not the yeshiva. A Chanukah Sabayis is the celebration of a house, a yeshiva living, a base zero. But having a house to eat Shabbos meals in Chutzlarts, there's no yeshiva mitzvah, and he says that would not be considered a Sudas mitzvah or Chanukah Sabayis legabi desalacha. Okay, we'll stop here, and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow we'll continue, and we'll talk about this passing sugya.